B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reed here.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And it doesn't matter, you know, who we were playing this week. It just so happens that we play the guy who is one of the cornerstones of this place. So I'm going to encourage the guys to ignore the noise, which we always say around here, but there's certainly going to be a lot of noise this week. We all are going to have to do that collectively. And, you know, we need to have a good week of preparation and be ready to fight our tails off for 60 minutes.
Patriots captain Matthew Slater on the week for the Patriots against Tom Brady. All right, then. Good morning.
Day two.
How you doing?
Morning.
Brady week is here.
Day two.
And Sunday night, Tom Brady will be here, and there's obviously going to be a lot of discussion and questions to players on the Patriots roster this week about that. And so, as Matthew Slater said, we're just going to ignore the noise. So we'll be talking to a Patriots player today. Chase Winovich pushed back a day, so we'll talk to him coming up at 12:36. And, nice. Of course, we'll ask him about the week. But let's talk about what this week actually means for the Patriots, who are 1-2 on the season. And I'm not sure you can be a worse 1-2 than the Patriots are, given that their only win is against the New York Jets, who already were a dumpster fire and continue to be a bad football team. So the one win the Patriots have was against the Jets so far.
Yeah.
We didn't even count the Jets' wins last year. We're not counting it really, I guess, this year. And Tom Brady coming to town, a lot of people making the assumption that the Patriots lose this week. And where would that put them if the Patriots lose? 1-3 mm-hmm. with one win over the New York Jets. And if you had played any sort of competent football team to make this worse than it actually is, you're looking at a potential 0-4 type football team through four games. That's what it is.
We talked about this, about 2-3 weeks ago when, you know, the regular season was sort of upon us and coming out of the gate, did the league take care of them? And was it a soft entry, you know, especially going with a rookie quarterback? And I think we all said, what's worst case scenario? It's really 1-3 to start the year. I think we all said that, 1-3. We all knew they weren't going to go 0-4. Obviously, 0-4 is the worst case scenario by technical terms. They were going to beat the Jets. We knew they would beat the Jets. I didn't know how they play against Miami. But to me, I feel like they beat Miami. Now, I know you're like, what are you doing? Still, you're 1-2. I understand you're 1-2.
I can't do
but
this.
I remember coming
I really
in.
Can't.
No, no, hear him out. Hear him out. Let's hear this ridiculous.
Because I remember coming in after that day. I'm like, okay.
I still feel like
we got a quarterback. That's a good thing. That thing will trend well. And I just kept feeling like the defense is going to come around. I'm disappointed in this defense.
And then they didn't. They couldn't come up with a stop at the end of the game when they needed it most.
Now you're facing the most potent
offense.
That's
why they lost.
Now you're facing the most important offense, the most potent offense in the National Football League. You're going to lose Sunday. You're going to be 1-3 after this game. How do you play?
But according to you guys,
and allow your doors to get kicked in, or are you going to battle?
According to you guys, you don't even count the Jets as a real win.
It's hard for me to count that as a win.
When you're assessing the year,
you've played three just teams that are not a complete mess, right? The Dolphins are not a mess of a team. They're a competitive middle-of-the-road team. The Saints are a competitive middle-of-the-road team. The Buccaneers are, I'm sorry, they're a wagon. They're loaded with talent. They make mistakes. They might have some attitude problems. They might need a little adjustment like they needed last season to get them where they went. But they're easily the best team on this schedule. So you're looking at a full month of football in which the only win you could manage was a Jets win, which, as I said the day after the game, yikes, this is not even an impressive win.
They
struggled at times in that game. They couldn't put the ball into the end zone. They couldn't score touchdowns. They're kicking all these field goals. There are issues if you play anybody halfway decent. They should have been up 40-0 in that game.
Which goes back to the point I was trying to make on Friday and again yesterday. It doesn't matter. 1-3, 2-2 at this point in the season with the teams you've played. For the record, You guys want to talk about what it means for your like playoff chances? Come on. You have so much to fix with this team right now.
Sure do.
I wouldn't be worried about what an extra loss does to you schedule-wise at this point in the season based on the team I watched on Sunday and based on the team, quite frankly, that I saw in against the Jets and the Dolphins. 1-3, 2-2. Don't count the Jets.
Okay.
It's all the same.
I sort of miss your point. So can I ask for a clarification here? You saying the last thing that should be on your mind is the record they finish with this season or playoffs? You've got a much bigger picture problem with where this team is at.
Sort of with him. Articulating what I couldn't on Friday and again yesterday.
Okay, I get you.
1-3, 2-2. Yes,
I tried to articulate it to start the program here the same way.
That's a good point.
Well,
I'd like where your head's at.
You know what? It matters for a team, say, like the Ravens. You know?
Yeah.
It matters for a team like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Does it matter for the 2021 New England Patriots based on what you've seen through three games, 1-3 versus 2-2?
No. And I think piggybacking off that awful, awful no-show against the Saints at home in all three phases, coaching included. You have the ability next week to hit rock bottom here. Say you get your doors blown off Sunday night, which is a possibility. That's rock bottom. And sometimes to get better, to climb, you need to get it out of the way. And you say, okay, there it is. That's the pit. We're in it. Now we need to go to Houston. We need to win. We need to beat a good Cowboys team at home. Then we need to get rolling a little bit and try and believe in what we are. Because they have no effing clue what they are right now. I'm petrified for Mac Jones on Sunday night. I did some film work with Bill yesterday, and they're worried about Vita Vea, the nose guard.
Vita Vea.
Who's a badass. Vita Vea, badass. The guy next to him, Ndamukong Suh. Then I forgot about Shaq Barrett. Then I forgot about Jason Pierre-Paul on the other side. That's their front four. The Saints got rush. The Saints got pressure on you, rushing their front four with four guys I never heard of outside of Cam Jordan. I'm like, wow. What the hell is this unit going to do? Before we even get to guys like White, you know, and the linebackers that they have that never come off the field. They're three-down players. They have middle linebackers that cover nickel. Their secondary's not that great. They got some injuries. They have a little bit of issue in the secondary. They do. But safety will knock your head off. They got guys that can hit over there, and they can run. That's a problem for a offensive line now, they can't find its way. Like, this isn't a must win. This is a Trent Brown must play game. You got to do what you can to get on the field.
So you're worried about, forget record, forget win loss. You're worried about Mac Jones getting killed Sunday.
That'd be the worst case scenario.
Injured on Sunday, 1-3, where he gets his ass handed to him again. By the way, Richard Sherman's taking a visit with the Buccaneers today.
Oh, he'll be here Monday. He'll be here Sunday too then. Great.
I don't know what the protocols are for a guy who's, I don't know what his vaccination status is or what the, was there a waiting period if you're vaccinated too? I don't know.
Well,
rules, I have no idea what those, I'd have to go back and look at the COVID policy.
The fact he's in is pretty good for them. I mean, there doesn't seem like there's
Oh, if he's on site today, that would mean he'd be clear to go right away.
Yeah, if he's in the building, he's cleared.
Gotcha. Yeah.
If he's with your doctors in your building, he's clear.
He's not going to sign on a Tuesday and be active on Sunday, is he?
He can sign on a Friday and play Sunday.
Right.
That guy.
All right, so in terms of the record, it's
going to get his reps in today?
It's going to be bad, and Hardy's making a good point here that, well, at this point, at 1-3, forget taking a look at that list of the teams that have made the playoffs after going 1-3 to start the year. And we know the Patriots, once upon a time, were one of those teams in 2001. Getting off to a bad start, but where's the change for this team coming from? Is it just, I guess, getting more acclimated? It's playing together more, getting on the same page. Where does the improvement come from?
A little more football-y.
I don't know, but I like that the quarterback.
Where does the change in direction of the season come from is what I want to know. And that's, to me, I look at the team and I say, ooh, my confidence in this team is much lower now than it was a month ago, because I wonder where that change is going to come from. Typically, you lose more guys as the season goes on.
Right, but it's what you believe, and it's what they feel. It doesn't, regardless of what we think or how we talk about it or what beat writers say or national reporters breaking this game down. I mean, they're going to blow this game out on Sunday night. They're going to be live coverage starting in the morning. I think ESPN Game Day is going to be there outside the hall all day, starting at 10 a.m. This is like a Super Bowl during the regular season. I hope the team doesn't get caught up in that. They got a lot of new guys on this team. They got a lot of guys that didn't play with Brady. I know we played Slater at the top of the show. Slater's been here for 20 years. Of course he played with Brady.
I think it's half the roster.
Half the roster. So now it's, what do they believe? And are they like me where I look at them and I think they're more of a 2-1 team than they are a 1-2 team? Do they look at that first game and say, we controlled that game. We should have won that game. And I love the fact that the quarterback gets pissed off about losing. And it bugs him. But did the coach grab and take him inside and tell him, hey, you need to correct that. There's going to be a lot of these. I don't want that guy to get used to losing and think it's acceptable. You see what I'm saying? Losing is contagious, as is winning. And there is also that thing, that outside element of you can shock the world on Sunday. That happens every week in the National Football League. I don't think they'll do it. I don't know if they have that miracle pill. Because Devin McCourty says they're a bad football team right now. We don't have the ability to do these things. I hope the veteran guys don't believe that. And are just giving us that. And maybe they got something up their sleeve for Sunday. I hope they do. Because if they pull it off, they're 2-2. And they're in bed with everybody. And one win could fix a lot of things. But sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you can start climbing out of it. And that might be this week. I think everything's in play. They get their doors blown off or they could shock the world. I feel like they're going to get beat. I don't think they're going to get their doors blown off. I think it'll be somewhat competitive. I do. This coach is going to put too much into this week. He's not telling you, like, oh, it's another week. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's not another week to the other guy playing. He's talking about, I know how the wind blows. I know what that locker room's like. I know what the tunnel's like. I know what the drive-in is like. I know that stadium inside and out. It's in Brady's head, too. Even though he says he's in control of it, he likes to think that. We all do, right? But he's taught the fact you're talking about it means it's in your head.
That's right.
Use it all.
You heard.
I said, come out in your old uniform Sunday night. They don't have the ability to do that. But wouldn't that be something?
They don't.
Hey, here's your uniform you used to wear.
Okay,
that would mess with me. That would mess with my head.
Waste of time to talk about.
He's going
to
look at him and say, oh, I'm playing Foxborough High School.
Against the rules.
And you know why I say that, too? Because it affects quarterbacks that way.
Well, they can't do it.
Perfing things.
It's really not worth even discussing.
Like, if I'm the Bucks,
can't do it.
He's already thrown off by the single digits.
No, I come out all white if I'm the Bucks. Because, like, you're going up all white against all blue at night. Those colors are going to pop easier for you on the field.
Good uniform talk.
Yeah, great.
You want coverage? You got coverage here.
Let's talk more about, could it go the other way? Could the Patriots pull off a win here? Could Belichick coach his way to a win? Does he have a miracle win in him against Tom Brady? How will he attack Tom Brady? No one knows him better than Bill Belichick. We'll talk about that coming up, 617-779-0985. And we also will be talking to Matt Hasselbeck of ESPN this hour. He's going to join us coming up at 10:36. That's all on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know
smelled
it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just seeing how well Brady's played the last few years, do you wish that you had made the Patriots a better option for him to return?
Yeah, again, I think we've already covered that.
What about the way just that they're playing on offense this year? What kind of challenge do they present on offense?
Yeah, well, they have a really good team. They have very good offensive line, a lot of experience, the running back, receiver, and tight end positions, a lot of depth there. So it's a very, very talented offensive football team, very talented defensive football team, and that's why they're as good as they are. They got a lot of good players. They're well coached and they got a really good team.
Teamwork. They got a really good team. Bill Belichick, well aware of the really good team that's coming to play his team this Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Big, big week. Very highly anticipated game. It would be a more highly anticipated game if the Patriots were playing well. If the Patriots had played well this week against the Saints and were trending in the right direction, that Saints game could have changed your opinions in a lot of ways. If the Patriots went out and earned a win, you know, start to finish, looked good doing it, which I thought they were capable of doing.
I thought the Saints game was a layup. I called it a must win, easy win. That's a team that hasn't been home in a month. Perfect spot for them right before they go home just to lay an egg on the road. We don't travel well. We don't play well outside the dome. They came up here and kicked your ass. That's what's depressing. Like, they didn't steal a game from you. They kicked your ass. That got everybody thinking, we're not a good team. They got leaders on that team, team captains saying, we're not good enough right now. Can you find it in 5 days, though? That's a question. I know you mentioned that before the break there. Like, can Bill pull one out here? You know, he's got the game plan against Jim Kelly. Problem is he had Lawrence Taylor on his defense. You know, it's easy to stop the K-gun when you could devise a plan with that giant defense that was loaded in that front seven. And he had a wrecking ball off the edge that nobody could block, that you had to account for every play. Do you have that guy in Judon? Can you crank it up with Judon? Brady doesn't like middle pressure. They know that. You ain't going to get to him off the edge. How much can Bill study that Texan tape from the last couple years when Brady was here? Well, there were some good games against the Texans. You beat them, but they were able to knock you around. They got pressure up the middle with Merciless and them. Vrabel knew it. We talked to Vrabel at the damn Barstool party. He knew it. Like, we had that son of a bitch. He can't handle middle pressure. He doesn't like people at his feet. That's getting him off his spot. You ain't getting to him from the corner. You're not getting to him from the edge. You might make him take a sack or two, but you want to make him uneasy? And what's the word supposedly used last week by Pro Football Talk? Wobbly? Hit him up the middle. Get to his feet. Don't let him step. He's mechanically sound. If he could sit and feel comfortable, make him feel uncomfortable. You got to make him move his feet. If he sits there and plants and steps into it, you're cooked. It doesn't matter if you're in man or zone. It's over. Who the hell's getting that pressure in the middle? Is it Bentley? Do you want to risk keeping Bentley out there on the field? See, that's the mind bleep here. He's like one of your most physical players. He may not be on the field a lot in this type of game. You might be in super nickel where you might have Adrian Phillips there playing the mic. That's a possibility in this game. Adrian Phillips down in tight where he could run laterally and at least move with tight ends. Bentley can't do that. We know Hightower's going to be up on the edge. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do and mix and match things. To sort of, I don't want to say confuse Tom, but make him uneasy. You're not going to confuse him. He can be made uneasy. I've seen it.
You know, for everyone who wanted Zoe to, you know, get a crack at OC for this team, maybe a little defensive coordinating here, huh?
You got him. You got
some good ideas.
Well, let me put it this way. It's a good way of asking that. And that is, if the Patriots can scheme up a win here, can they do it offensively?
They did it against Bledsoe. They knew it. Stand guys up, move them around. Right?
Do you have any faith in
them? Defense.
To do it with their offense?
No.
No, they would have to do it with their defense. They would have to limit Tom Brady. Yes.
Brady's been bitching about it since a number rule happened. He goes, I know who the guy's coming free. The problem is, I don't know if I could trust the lineman or a new running back that when I'm looking at this guy, the fact he's got a single digit, I put all single digits on people and move them around. You want to mess with his head? You mess with his head. That's where he gets uneasy. You line up and let him see it. Okay, we got a shade here. Backers there. Oh, there you are. There's your Matt Patricia linebackers. 5 yards deep right in the middle. Oh, you're in cover two. We got you. Oh, they're not blitzing. They're not pressuring. They're going to play this safe. Well, I want to see him play more of a Flores type style. Go get him. Remember when Aaron Rodgers was here and you went cover zero and you blitzed him? He crapped his pants. Brady's human.
How many points can you limit him to?
I think you have to keep him under 27. You got to keep him under.
Because you think you're going to score 28?
No, but I'm saying realistically, yes. They're going to score, okay? Obviously, don't be like rattled when they put one on the board in the first quarter. Or maybe they get 14.
All right, well, I'll put it this way. Brady scored 27 or less last year 7 times.
How'd they fare in those
games?
That's
nearly half the games. They lost five of them. They went.
There it is.
They went 2-5 in those games.
Okay. You got to do better than that, because realistically, what are you going to put up against this defense?
So the Patriots need to score at least 27 of their own. They need to come up with 28 points. How in the world are they going
to
do that?
You're not going to be able to run the ball because of the front. You're going to have to throw it because that's where the guys are in.
How in the world were they going to come up with 28 points against the Saints a week ago? They couldn't even come up with, what was it, the final, 25 against the Jets?
Yeah.
They couldn't even come up with 28 in that game. And they should have had 50
had four picks.
They were any good.
They had four picks. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how they do that. I don't see a path for them to do that, which is why I think it's a real problem Sunday night. But the only way they're going to give themselves a chance is with their defense. That's it. They're not going to give themselves a chance by trying to get into a shootout.
23-31, 28-38, 19. Last year they lost to the Bears 20-19.
That's when Brady forgot how many downs there were.
Yeah, that was in October.
Ooh,
that was a Thursday.
October 8th.
But that was a Thursday night.
What does that mean?
That's spooky.
It's around the same time of year.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Something.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Let me think about it for a minute.
You know.
All right. I'm not really sure what we're supposed to do with that.
It's there.
That happened.
It's a pattern, Beadle.
Okay.
It happened once.
Brady got pressured 9 times on his 41 passing attempts. He got sacked 3 times.
That's pretty good. You do that Sunday, I'd be happy. Sack him 3 times? Pressure him 9?
And out of the 41 passing attempts, he was blitzed 7 times. 7 times, which means they were...
Oh, there was that bad loss to New Orleans, yeah.
Oh, they got blown out in that game.
38-3.
Yeah.
That was gross.
Not good. So that was later on, though, in the season, wasn't that one?
That was November 8th.
Yeah, that was after that. They had like the, okay, you've got to let Tom do things his way. You've got to take any coaching away and just let him be the guy. They've got to do it with defense. That's Bill's specialty. Nobody knows Tom better than Bill. And so, win or lose, I think there's going to be a grade that's pretty important for Bill Belichick after this game. Even if they come out on the right side of it, but they're more competitive than you expected, there's still something to be gained, I guess, in terms of going in the right direction. And it would, if they pulled off the miracle of winning this game, wow, would that change the outlook on their entire season? It's going to be a big swing either way. Being 1-3 and feeling like you can't beat anybody or be in a game against a good team versus pulling one out and feeling like, okay, the problems of the first month, those are problems, but we're obviously on our way to fixing them. I just don't know how it's going to swing in that positive direction. I don't see it. Maybe you do. But I don't know how many of those miracle-type wins Bill's ever pulled out without Brady as his quarterback either. A lot of the miracle wins the Patriots have had over the years have been Brady getting them back into it.
Like you said, all that stuff and like Bill versus rookie quarterbacks or these splits under all the splits, throw them out. Like, this is new. You've turned a page now.
We'll talk to Matt Hasselbeck, a friend of Zoe for sure, buddy of yours.
I'm gonna get him on a quick story.
Good. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll talk to Matt Hasselbeck of ESPN. It's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
What do I?
I'm talking about Breer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in ESPN NFL analyst, a man who's no stranger to these parts. It's Matt Hasselbeck with us. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Matt, it's been a long time, buddy. Hey,
hey, Zoe Daddy, how are you?
Do you want to tell the story about those early 90 days when we were on the road and you were working as one of the ball boys on the team and tried to take you over to the mall to pick up chicks at the perfume counter?
We don't have to tell that.
That's when you had hair, man, but you had hair.
Listen, I had great hair. I was a good-looking guy. Those days are gone. But you guys had three quarterbacks, and I was a ball boy, and so we needed another guy to throw pat and go for preseason games, and that was my claim to fame. Had my football career ended there, I would have been a very happy person. That was an incredible experience.
Real quick question on all that. How much did you absorb from that? Having that opportunity to work around guys in the league, and how much did that help you once you ended up going to BC and, you know, where your future took you?
Yeah, it was incredible. I was not as talented as a lot of the people that I competed with in the NFL, but I think there were so many things that I learned just being down in Smithfield, Rhode Island, at all those training camp practices and, you know, getting to sit with you guys on the bus, just, you know, little things, how to know if it's man, how to know if it's zone, difference between cover two and cover three. I mean, these were things that I was just kind of walking into it with, but, yeah, it was fascinating. What I learned the hard way, though, is if you want a ball boy and you want to work with the quarterback group, you're not going to throw very many passes at training camp. You're just going to catch balls all day. So later on, I volunteered to work with the wide receivers and tight ends. And, you know, then I was getting all my throws in the summer. I was the only ball boy in the athletic training room icing down his arm after practice, though. That was a little awkward, but good times.
All right, Matt. So you're going to be a part, as always, of ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown. And it's on the road. And this week, it's live from Gillette Stadium. And so you guys are encouraging fans to show up and be there and be, you know, as part of it. The live show, it's happening 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. And it's not just Matt Hasselbeck, but there's some other guys on here that Patriots fans might recognize that'll be there that are always part of the show. Teddy Bruschi,
yeah,
Randy Moss,
yeah.
Rex Ryan. Go down and heckle Rex on Sunday. Sam Ponder, of course, hosting as well. So that should be some fun.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Listen, this is like the hardest ticket to get, right? This is a primetime game. Brady coming back to Gillette. Like, you can't get a ticket to this. Our show is free. We usually do Sunday NFL Countdown from New York City. We never really go on the road very often. We're going to have a college game day type atmosphere. It's free parking. There's free giveaways. The whole thing's free. Randy's fired up. So when you have a happy Randy and Randy's excited, that means Randy will be throwing stuff out to the crowd. Maybe taking pictures, you know, he's got his You Got Moss segment, which is always a really good time. He gets the crowd involved in that. As far as Rex Ryan, I'm sure he's nervous to go up to Gillette. I just told him, hey, just tell everyone you're Bill Parcells. You know, some people won't even know the difference.
Yeah, eat a little more. Hey, what do you make of Mac Jones through three games? And I know you haven't watched every single game, but
I have. And it's not been great, you know, to be honest. What do you expect? You know, rookie quarterbacks around the league going into last week, I think it was one touchdown and eight interceptions for everybody. And I think the touchdown might have even been Max to Aguilar. It's just so much, you know. So as you know, like, to go from college to the NFL, the big thing is really understanding all of the stuff that you got to do at the line of scrimmage, all the command. A lot of these coordinators, they love to call three plays in one huddle call, and you got to be able to spit that out. And not only spit it out, you got to then be able to execute it. And you just see guys who are tremendously talented in college who are really struggling. Justin Fields throws for one net passing yard this week. It was just, you know, not great at all. And you can't even find any rookie quarterbacks who are doing well. So maybe that's just part of the growing pains, but he looks uncomfortable to me. He looks like I felt early in my career. And luckily I was, you know, they stuck with me long enough for me to figure it out. And I'm sure that's what has to happen for Mac Jones here eventually.
Matt, to go back to something you had talked about at the end of 2019 when Brady was still with the Patriots, you had some comments at the time that indicated you did not believe he was going to be here beyond 2019. Just to revisit that, were you hearing that at the time? Were you sort of gathering that maybe he wanted out, or where did that really come from? Was it just what you were seeing on the field?
Yeah, I forget what I said, but just this is football. I mean, I started in my career with the Green Bay Packers, and, you know, just everything I heard when I was there was, hey, everybody moves on. No one's bigger than the Packers. Vince Lombardi coached for Washington. Brett Favre left them. Reggie White left them. Aaron Rodgers will someday leave them now. And so it would not surprise me. Just always felt like the Patriot way to get rid of guys before maybe they, you know, maybe they still had something left in the tank. And I was just kind of looking at the cycle of the NFL. I actually, if I had to, you know, sort of like put money on Vegas or something on it, I would have guessed that he would have gone down to Miami. You know, B Flow's down there, Chris Greer's down there. They were building something special on defense, warm weather. I know for me, when I was in Seattle only 10 years, not 20 like Brady. But when I left there, I went to the Tennessee Titans. And I went from sort of a cold, rainy, we practice on field turf every day, to this like beautiful, hot, humid grass you could sleep on, grass you bring a pitching wedge to. Like, it was just an amazing, you go out to practice every day and you're like, wow, I feel healthy. I feel younger. I feel better. And so, you know, a move somewhere warm and maybe somewhere where you had a little bit more freedom to do things your way, whatever way that is, that just wouldn't have surprised me. But no, I didn't have any inside information.
Do you think, you know, you look at that game, it was Stafford versus Brady. And, you know, Stafford, you thought, okay, he's going to, the amount of money he made, he's going to stay in Detroit forever. He ends up going to the Rams, has success. Brady has success. Do you think that veteran quarterbacks making that jump and making it work elsewhere can be sort of this new thing for quarterbacks in the league?
Well, they're trying. I mean, You've seen guys try to force their way out. Deshaun Watson's trying. You know, then he got all flipped up and something else. But Aaron Rodgers was trying. Russell Wilson even tried this offseason, which kind of only got buried because of the Aaron Rodgers thing. But it's kind of tough. I mean, even for Tom Brady, he had to play out his entire contract to get to free agency to have the opportunity. It's kind of rare that you're able to do what Matthew Stafford did. Matthew Stafford basically walked in and said, hey, I'm out. Find a way to get rid of, you know, it worked out for them because they were in a rebuilding thing and they were able to get a bunch of draft capital because of it. But there is a motion in the NFL right now where NFL quarterbacks are trying to throw their power around like guys in the NBA have. And so far it's been unsuccessful, but we'll see if that trend continues.
So, Matt, what do you expect? What do you expect it to be on Sunday night? Is it a Buccaneers beatdown of the Patriots?
Listen, it's going to be an epic game. You know, for us to pick up our entire show in New York City is not an easy thing to do, to come to Gillette. Like, this is Super Bowl-esque atmosphere and all of that kind of stuff. If you're just talking X's and O's, I mean, I don't even know where to start. Just start, I guess, for Tampa's offense, because I think they're just so incredible. They didn't look at last, you know, against the Rams, but they've got three running backs that could be starting running backs for other teams. They've got tight ends. Like, their third string tight end is O.J. Howard, who's really their starting tight end. It's just that Gronk and Cameron Brate are the guys that Tom Brady seems to have an absolute chemistry with. Like, I call him the love button. Like, you just push this button and he feels love. Like, Gronk's there in the red zone. That's my guy. Cam Brate, he's the guy I trust. Their wide receiver group is as strong as you could have. You know, Godwin, you've got Mike Evans, Antonio Brown might be coming back. They got a kid number 18, Tyler Johnson, who's a beast and no one even knows about him. So I just think that the challenge for Bruce Arians and Tom Brady is, will the excitement be so much that you want Tom Brady to throw for 450 yards and that you forget to run the ball? Because to me, that's when Tampa gets in trouble. When they forget to run the ball and they just get pass happy, their defense, I know they're great on paper, but their defense is nowhere near as great as their offense. And so that's kind of how I see that team anyway.
All right, real quick, is your mom still eating all the Campbell's chunky soup? She still got that stuff?
No, we got fired. They said I looked too old and she looked too young, and no one believed
she
that
did
she
pass
really
you.
My mom.
Like, when you hit 35, she passed you, man. It's like, wow, okay.
And you know, I'm 46 now. I mean, I'm practically 50, man. Like, I'm halfway done with life right now. That's a scary thought.
You got nothing to look forward to, buddy. It gets worse the older you get. Sorry. Hey, we appreciate the team. I hope your dad's back's doing well. Last time I saw him, he was getting acupuncture.
Acupuncture? He would go see Dr. Miller down there, chiropractic. Yeah. The old, you know, the old Patriots chiropractor. Zolak, your autograph's all in that office.
So, that's my man.
He's probably going there too.
Yeah,
used to anyway.
He told me if I signed stuff, he let me take his Ferrari, which he never did. So,
yeah. Well, my dad used to be, I think, 6'7", 6'8". Now he's definitely just 6'7". He's kind of we got to work on the posture a little bit.
All right, I'll see you Sunday morning, buddy. I'll come down and say hi.
Please do. Please do.
All right, Matt.
Guys, see you,
buddy. Matt Hasselbeck, ESPN, joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers.
You had some issues.
No, Rest Ryan. I said
you sound like me on that on that phone interview.
It's not a lisp. It's
Patriots
brain function problem. yeah, Sunday they're doing NFL countdown from Gillette. Hey.
What time are you getting down there? Seriously,
me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Why?
Are they going to open up the lots earlier?
I don't know.
All I remember is the Green Bay primetime game. I believe it was it a Sunday or a Monday night? Like 3 years ago.
That was Sunday night.
Sunday night.
That was the Rodgers game, right? Yeah.
Yes. That was
issues
for everybody. Like, if you're going, you want to be there on time, add some extra time.
Go the secret way. For you. Or me. Go the secret way.
I took a chopper.
Well, the secret way.
Access road. I take my ultralight. Got the kit in the garage.
Take that maglite.
Let's just shine it.
Well, ultralight is an aircraft.
I thought you took that.
Maglite's a flashlight.
That flashlight you have. And you can flick it off and on. They'll think you're a high-tech vehicle.
Keep your maglite. Olight. Okay? We got the Olight.
Right.
Secret 2 Pro.
Great. You got that blacked out truck.
I use that thing at your house.
Put the fake cop thing on top like Jungalo had.
T-Bone used the light when he took the dog out at night.
That's great.
How was it, T-Bone?
It was like daytime.
See?
On the other side, we will explain how you can win tickets to be caught in traffic on Sunday and go to the Patriots game.
Sounds like fun.
That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right.
But
it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside.
Tom Brady. Back to play Bill Belichick and the Patriots Sunday night. We have your tickets. Two chances coming up this week. First chance will be tomorrow. Second chance will be on Thursday. And to sort of give you the rundown, and of course, those tickets will be given away to the most anticipated regular season matchup in Patriots history. Right here, Toucher and Rich, Zolak and Bertrand, Felger and Maz. Chances to win tickets on all of the shows. It obviously is taking more than just being the right caller this time. You've heard what they're doing on TNR. They're looking for the biggest Brady hater. I don't know what Felger and Maz are doing exactly.
Oh, they're doing
Gene Decker off. Yeah, so what does that mean, though? Like,
you have to call in and be like, it's my favorite guys. It's Felger and Maz. You know, Felger drives the bus. Maz is there with all his baseball takes. You know, fire the cannons. Bucks win. Felger and Maz win. Number one in the ratings.
So it's got to be the best Decker off impression?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Jim said you can't call in and just go, yeah, it's Felger, man. Gene Decker off. Fire the cannons. That won't win.
Fire the cannons.
All right. So that's happening on Felger and Maz. So you just got to be listening here to have your chance to be at Gillette Stadium Sunday night when the Patriots take on the Bucks. And what we're doing on this show, we are having a series of clips that will be played from this show. So our regular listeners will have a very good chance of winning this contest. We'll play four clips from the show. We sometimes refer to them as drops.
Oh.
You will hear them, four of them, and you have to identify the four people that are speaking. Just the speakers. You just have to identify whose voice it is. And we will play it multiple times over and over. We'll tell you when to get your pen and paper ready tomorrow if you want to jot it down as we play it so that you can then call in with the answers.
I think that's a good idea.
We're going to do a dry run right now. This is, again, a dry run.
Okay.
Dry run.
All right.
So I'm going to get my pen and paper. Artie's going to get his. You need a pen?
I know. I can do it all here.
Okay. So uses his brain powers. And so you can try at home. You know, this is a practice round is what this is. Practice round for tomorrow. T-Bone, fire it up.
I ain't went to the bathroom and I'm holding it. I'm going to go on myself today.
We do this salad in the summer. It's called a pasta salad.
That's wild.
Well, entry to win in a drawing.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What is...
I have a problem.
I got it.
Oh,
ready?
No. Hold on. I don't...
I have a problem with the third one.
I have a problem with the third one,
No, you don't
too.
Think. Just think
I don't
for
know
a
the
minute.
Name. I don't know the name.
All right, I'm ready to go. I would call in right now, and I would tell you that was Kenny G in Atlanta.
Yep.
That was Scott Zolak.
Yep.
That was Andy Cohen. Talking to Joe Buck during the pandemic.
Yes.
Right? When he said, we're going to pump in crowd noise. That's wild.
But would it
Andy Cohen?
Hold on.
And
so if that happens tomorrow, but I knew that's the guy that was on, that hosted the...
No. The after show.
Housewives.
No, the after show.
Andy Cohen requires a name.
Oh, my God. See, I forgot his name. I would lose.
He's a celebrity.
That's you need a name on Andy Cohen.
I know who he is, but I didn't know his name.
Kenny G in Atlanta.
Wild.
Who calls us frequently. So none of these clips will be in tomorrow's, but this is what you'd have to
do. And the last one?
And the last one is Mike O'Brien.
Very good.
Our very own Mike O'Brien.
I think
headlines Mike O'Brien.
I think Mike O'Brien would have been the toughest one just because it's such a weird clip and we don't play it all that often.
I'll be honest, I think that practice round we just did was a little more difficult than what you'll face tomorrow.
I think
just
so
slightly
too.
More difficult
I
because
think so too.
We knew it would only be us answering. But tomorrow
Andy Cohen would have tripped me
up. We'll have that same setup. We will play that. We'll play it three or four times before we even open the phone lines.
See,
so you'll have a minute to gather your thoughts.
That's scary. The fact that three of us who knew who all those are, Hardy and I would have been knocked out of the competition.
I can't believe I spaced
we only would have
Andy
got one
Cohen's name.
I did too.
I wrote, why? I wrote down Perez Hilton. That's wrong. That is incorrect.
That would be incorrect.
I was thinking Real Housewives.
Well, you Below Deck after show. Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen. I would have done that. But like, that would have been my out. Like, can I still win? You'd be like, no, you can't. You need a name. That's a good test. That's wild.
That's wild.
Wow.
Good dry run there, T-Bone.
Good dry run. Thank you, T-Bone.
Good idea.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, T-Bone.
There's some nasty weather going on outside,
wow.
by the way.
I got help.
Everybody
my house.
Stay safe. I just saw a video of the parking lots at Gillette Stadium, though. I think they're flooding. I think there's a lot of water moving through there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Boat on there.
Yeah. Look at that.
That'd be fun to run around it.
I don't think it would be.
No, but like,
just think of all the juice.
The gook
and the juice
butts.
From the leftover leftover remnants of the tailgates over the weekend.
Ugh.
That's all in that water rushing across the park. Good cleanup, though. It's good.
It is.
Be
it's
nice
good.
And clean for Sunday.
Get what it if, all clean.
That guy had that lobster bake again.
Lots.
Getting all that lobster juice out of there.
Imagine being around some of those dumpsters where it gets all filled with water and it kind of leaks out the corners. It cleans them up, too.
I have a random question that maybe you know the answer to, but our listeners will definitely know the answer to. Is every lot now paved? The lots across the street, are those paved?
I don't know.
Are those still dirt? The actual Gillette Stadium lots, not the lots that
it's
are
still
owned
dirt
privately.
The last
the
time I was
like
in
the
one
last
of the,
Patriots lot across
way
the,
in the back
Route
the
1,
dirt.
Is that still dirt?
Dirt.
I think so. I mean, it
behind
seems like
it was dirt. Dirt and way up tucked in behind where the dinosaurs were. That's dirt.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Behind a Robin collision lot. That's dirt.
Oh, well, good to know.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're bringing the festival lights back this year to drive through. That was fun. I loved seeing dinosaurs in the parking lot. Like, it's always packed.
It's very dramatic. Very dramatic.
Well, especially with T-Bone's video recreation. Oh, yeah. That deserves a retweet.
Some of the best.
We have to pull that out.
Some of the best. Let's get to headlines. 90 seconds. We're right back. Tom Brady spoke with Jim Gray last night, and we'll get into some of his commentary and what he had to say ahead of this game Sunday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.